www.gfgoodwife.com. That's today's viable coupon at participating dealers.
Good luck.
Oh, thanks. Talk coupon. Thank you, Andy. Thank you very much.
You were going to Las Vegas.
Well, I got to go later on tonight, Iron Man. I got to do your show first thing today. You can't just go to Vegas and leave the Iron Man without a court case on a Friday.
Well,
I'm here for you.
You know, I don't know whether you've noticed it or not. I just it's a little early to be talking about it, but we were just talking here on the show about how good, you know, I'm always pretty critical of everybody, but how good Jody and Zeus have done lately. That show has really
started to pop, I mean.
Started to sing. I mean, it's a phrase that I would use. Wouldn't you agree, Sid?
Yeah, the show's good. I've been looking at that show for a long time.
The show's great, wouldn't you know, Sid?
Yeah, the show's very good.
Well, but I mean, you don't sound quite enthusiastic about it as we do.
So great. I've been listening to that show.
And don't you think it's important to have a woman's voice on the air? It's particularly representing that segment of sports.
So I think it's important?
Yes. I mean, look how many women actually go to sporting events.
Oh, I think that the woman is good, and Susan is certainly good.
She's outstanding, wouldn't you say?
I would say that she's probably one of the best in the business.
Absolutely.
Got that now.
All right, we'll go
outside. No, that's okay. That's fine. That was Gus Johnson and John Angry, you heard on Radio and WFAN last night. The Knickerbockers finally got themselves a victory. They beat the Miami Heat last night at the Garden, 83-74.